to the Cardale Newsline. Let's go to Brandon Eldridge, who's kind enough to join us right now from the Pikes Peak Small Business Development Center. Good morning to you, Brandon. It was fun to see you over at the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce luncheon yesterday. That was pretty successful yesterday.
Oh, yeah. They always have a great event. I always enjoy being there.
Yeah, big time. Speaking of great events, the Small Business Week is going to be kicking off this Monday through the 3rd, and the Big Bash is going to be happening at Boot Barn Hall. What's going to be happening there this Monday?
Well, Small Business Week is coming up April 29th through May 3rd, and we're kicking off the week in a really big way over at Boot Barn Hall. I hope your listeners that are entrepreneurs are interested in this, because it's a way to celebrate entrepreneurship. So if you own a small business or if you know somebody that does, come join us. We're going to celebrate with an award ceremony. We're going to have our mayor there. We're going to have a great live band. It's just going to be a great way to kick off Small Business Week and celebrate entrepreneurship.
Mm, and of course, you have the backing of the BBB, the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC, and presenting sponsor U.S. Bank also helping to help things out. Tell us about the Pikes Peak Small Business Development Center. What does it do? What kind of programs does it offer?
Yeah, thank you for saying. So the BBB and the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC, the three of us have been putting on events for Small Business Week for almost 18 years. So it's been a long collaboration between the three entities. The Pikes Peak SBDC, the Small Business Development Center, we do a lot of low-cost workshops that help entrepreneurs with their business plan. And then we do free one-on-one consultations where they're private. You get to come in and just kind of tell us what's going on, and we have professionals that help guide you through some of those challenges. So free consultations all the time for entrepreneurs. It's pretty cool.
What do you tell people who, you know, maybe they got laid off and they're just thinking of maybe making a career change? What's the first thing you tell them when they call the Small Business Development Center and say, hey, I'd like to start my own business. Where do I start? What do you tell those people?
Yeah, well, one of our programs we do once a month is called Startup Day. It's actually our most popular day. And I would say that a lot of our clients that come to us, they're looking at that side hustle. They're looking at starting their business out of their garage, or they have an idea and they're just looking for a little bit of support. Our Startup Day is a great way to do that. Maybe you can't commit a whole day and you want to just get introduced to a consultant who will walk you through how to register your business and get that bank account set up and all the things you need to think about to get it going. We have a great analogy with Alice in Wonderland, where she gets to the Shar-Shar cat and she doesn't know which way to go. And she says, well, where do you want to end up at? And she says, I don't know. And that's kind of the moral of the story is,
yeah,
if you don't know where you want to go, you don't know which path to take. And so we kind of help you determine that.
I like that. That's pretty. And the fact that people can actually start a business while they have a full-time job to just sort of get their feet wet, that might be the best way to start a business. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, you have to have some experience
in what you're doing.
And you have to have a passion for it. And so side hustle is definitely a great way to begin. So if you have a great idea and you just don't know how to build that out to fruition, come see us at the SBDC. We have some great consultants that'll help walk you through that.
Ooh, I like it. And the website also offers great resources like community networking events, local grants that are available, upcoming workshops, and the latest in the cybersecurity area. Where do we go for more information on the website?
Sure. So if you go to Pikes Peak SBDC, that's SBDC.org. So PikesPeakSBDC.org, you can actually subscribe to our newsletter, and we do publish grants every single month. If you want to network your business, we put all of our community events out there, like that Hispanic Chamber event that you mentioned from yesterday. And we're just really intentional about providing great content on our newsletter and on our website.
So I love it.
You'll find it's very, very resourceful.
And the fact that you have the live band with the featured singer Yumi Mobilati. Oh, wait, that's just a typo. I'm sorry. But there'll be a live band. Mary Yumi Mobilati will be at the Boot Barn Hall for the big kickoff bash. Should be a lot of fun. Brandon, we're going to talk to you at great length about some of the things that are going on at the Small Business Development Center. Thanks so much for taking some time out today, and we'll look forward to the next one.
Yeah, guys, thank you so much. We hope to see you there on April 29th.